What Maisie Knew by Henry James. Introduction. The litigation seemed interminable, and had, in fact, been complicated. But by the decision on the appeal the judgment of the divorce court was confirmed as to the assignment of the child. The father, who, though bespattered from head to foot, had made good his case, was, in pursuance of this triumph, appointed to keep her. It was not so much that the mother's character had been more absolutely damaged as that the brilliancy of a lady's complexion—and this lady's, in court, was immensely remarked—might be more regarded as showing the spots. Attached, however, to the second pronouncement was a condition that detracted, for Beale Farange, from its sweetness, an order that he should refund to his late wife the £2,600 put down by her, as it was called, some 3 years before, in the interest of the child's maintenance, and precisely on a proved understanding that he would take no proceedings, a sum of which he had had the administration, and of which he could render not the least account. The obligation thus attributed to her adversary was no small balm to Ida's resentment. It drew a part of the sting from her defeat, and compelled Mr. Farange perceptibly to lower his crest. He was unable to produce the money or to raise it in any way, so that, after a squabble scarcely less public and scarcely more decent than the original shock of battle, his only issue from his predicament was a compromise proposed by his legal advisers and finally accepted by hers. His debt was, by this arrangement, remitted to him, and the little girl disposed of it in a manner worthy of the judgment-seat of Solomon. She was divided in two, and the portions tossed impartially to the disputants. They would take her in rotation for 6 months at a time. She would spend half the year with each. This was odd justice in the eyes of those who still blinked in the fierce light projected from the tribunal, a light in which neither parent figured in the least as a happy example to youth and innocence. What was to have been expected on the evidence was the nomination, in loco parentis, of some proper third person, some respectable, or at least some presentable, friend. Apparently, however, the circle of the Faranges had been scanned in vain for any such ornament, so that the only solution finally meeting all the difficulties was, save that of sending May—